Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I genuinely can't believe this, but we're getting another Terminator 3.
Yeah, absolutely, Terminator Dark Fate.
But who could forget the other Terminator 3 we had?
Well, it's funny you ask, because I just Googled Terminator 3 just to make sure. And Google has a whole bunch of stuff.
Sure. It
has,
it does, doesn't it?
It has got a bunch of stuff. I don't know if you know that. But people review it and they'll tag the movie.
Mm.
First off, underrated. How do you feel about that?
Somewhat.
Great ending?
Yes.
Okay. Boring, corny.
All true.
Okay, but what I wanted to... I scroll down a little bit further, and underneath the Wikipedia page and etc., it says people also ask, was there a Terminator 3? So maybe it's not as memorable
so people
as people think.
People don't even know necessarily, yeah. Hey, also, if people could leave this video a like, we'd much appreciate it, wouldn't we, Mason?
Yeah.
That's the real Terminator 3.
No, it's not. Did this one do well? I don't even know.
It did okay. Uh-huh. I think it did. There was a lot of troubled production stuff kind of leading up to get it off the ground. I know Arnold didn't want to do it, and he was like back and forth with James Cameron. I'm like, should I do this? Or, should I? Nah. That's my Arnold impersonation. What do you think?
His foot was caught in a bear trap.
Right, exactly, yeah. But
hey, James, I'm just wondering if maybe I should do Terminator.
But
oh, my God, his entire career has been based on the fact that his foot's been caught in a bear trap.
I believe it was the most successful technically independent film at the time when it came out. Yeah, but James Cameron said...
Because it was made by a bunch of 15-year-olds.
It seems that way.
On a handy cam.
But James Cameron was like, just make it and ask for a lot of money. And I've got Arnold's perks here for what he got for this
movie. I'm excited to hear about this.
He was paid $29 million.
Okay.
He had a 1.5...
That's a good start.
Absolutely.
I would actually not require any more perks after
that. I think that's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
He had a $1.5 million perk package, which included a private jet, security and gym. He also got 20% of the gross movie receipts made from every market in the world, including...
Like he physically got a bag of the receipts.
That's right, exactly.
From the movie theaters. He was like, this is costing us millions of dollars. Arnold Schwarzenegger is like, I don't care.
It's the digital era, Arnold.
This is what I want and I'm the star.
It's the only thing that makes me feel better about this bear trap. So he's got 20% of everything from DVDs, television licensing,
wow,
in-flight entertainment, game licensing. There was two games based on this movie. Plus he got final say on director, cast, hairdresser, makeup, physician, stand-in, stunt double, cook. And that contract alone cost $2 million to put together for everything.
How about this power move? He's like, we will not make this movie unless I get to choose my stand-in. And it's like a small Mexican woman.
It's Danny DeVito.
It's Danny DeVito.
This to me, though, look, I don't hate it. I don't think it's the worst Terminator sequel.
Every Terminator movie in its own genre. So the first Terminator movie, obviously, was a horror film. It's just, you know, it has all the tropes of horror, but instead of it being a vampire, a werewolf or something, it's a robot.
Sure.
Second one was the straight-ahead action blockbuster. Mm. Terminator 4 is a war movie, obviously, but Terminator 3 is the rom-com.
Yeah, that's not incorrect, yeah. But I also feel like it's very much Terminator 2 light. It's like, remember when he went into the bar? Well, what if he went into a slightly different bar?
Yeah.
Remember glasses?
Silly
what if he
glass.
Had funny, silly
funny,
glasses?
Funny, silly glasses.
The whole time during this movie, all I could think was, Arnold is wearing tearaway stripper pants. Because he must be, right?
Yeah. That wouldn't be the only stripper in the world who's like, you know what, today I'm going to wear the regular leather pants. I'm going to go on stage.
He's a professional.
And like work my way out of the leather pants for like 10 minutes. I'm going to tear them away. You're right.
Doesn't make any sense. What I do like about this version of the Arnold Terminator is he is a slightly more advanced version of the T-800. This is a T-850.
Mm.
I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
So he can do... So he's
tinted windows.
Exactly.
Power mirrors.
Yeah. Slightly older also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somewhat. This thing's like... Because you know he learns to find keys in the sun visor in part two or whatever. Yeah. And this one, I know it's like a callback, but this one he has that inbuilt programming. He can lie. He knows psychology.
Let's talk about that for a bit. I think you know.
Sure.
I just like the idea that the Skynet in the future is like the one reason we didn't win this war is because our Terminator models could not find the keys.
They never use sun visors. They don't need them because they've got cool glasses.
That's true.
They never need them, yeah. But I also like that that was the exact machine that killed John Connor in the future. But also, what an idiot John Connor is for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. First of all, John Connor in the future, if a Terminator approaches you, you wouldn't be like, oh my God, that's my childhood Terminator.
That's my old friend that fell into the liquid metal. Remember the molten metal that destroyed him? He's better now. Hey, he come here and shake my hand. Yeah.
And there's also a moment where he's like, don't you remember anything, the Terminator? And the Terminator's like, why would you think I'm the same Terminator?
Are you kidding me? You've seen tens of thousands of these, and one of them was a good guy. Why would you think I'm all... Oh.
Ridiculous, yeah. I think he's also perfect for the role of the Terminator. He kind of always has been for whatever era the movie is. He's got a bit of comedy in it. I like the bit where he talks about how levity relieves tension and fear of death or whatever. I like the bit where he shouts, relax.
Yep, okay,
remember
that's
that
true.
Moment? Yeah, he's good.
I agree. He was worth that $29 million, in my opinion.
Do you think he was?
But not all the perks, in my opinion.
No?
No. Take the gym away from him. He's had enough.
Yeah, sure. Do you think they should have taken away the hairdresser, makeup person, physician, stand-in, stunt double, cook, maybe? Any of those?
I thought that was just the one guy.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So apparently, the rumor is, or this is more of a fan theory, that Catherine Brewster was actually in the mall in Terminator 2. There's a redhead that you see in the crowd.
So that's Claire Danes' character that John Connor falls in love with.
That's right.
Okay, right.
Should have brought back redhead guy with the mullet that we all remember. Remember him?
And they would repopulate the future together?
Yeah, fine, mate. Mate, it's 2019.
Okay, cool.
You can do anything.
Yeah, right.
I know it's not 2019 in this movie, but it will be eventually.
That's right, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. What do you think about Nick Stahl, though, as John Connor? Because I don't feel like they've ever got it right, except that one scene in Terminator 2 where they flash to the future.
And it's
John
just the Connor's guy with a scar.
Like,
and
he's like 48.
And he goes,
he doesn't say a single word. Mm. I think that's the only good version of adult John Connor we've seen.
Yeah, I think
I mean, there's Christian Bale, obviously.
Mm, I think maybe this one was their attempt to be like, the world savior John Connor is just like you, the weird shut-in viewer. And I'm like, you're damn right he is.
So you relate? You love him?
Yeah. I love getting caught in chicken coops or whatever happens in this movie. I love breaking into a vet to steal horse tranquilizers. What happens in this? Oh, he falls off his bike. He goes off the grid.
Yeah.
He goes off the grid so he doesn't...
I like that idea, though.
Yeah, he goes off the grid so he doesn't have to become, you know, the savior of humanity. He hopes it'll all just go away.
Or if a Terminator comes back, they'll be like, he's not even on the grid.
He's not even in the phone book. Our only method of finding people in this time period.
I looked under this sun visor in the car. He wasn't there.
Yeah. I checked the Galleria. Wasn't there. And then he falls off his bike and he needs some medical attention, so he goes to the vet.
Yeah, absolutely he does. Yeah, so you
And then he has a meet cute with his old girlfriend or whatever it is.
Yeah, old Catherine Brewster, of course, does show up in Terminator Salvation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the new Terminator? I think it's a worse model than the T-1000.
Absolutely it is. Yeah. It's got the liquid metal, but it can't walk through bars.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's got a gun in its arm, but get a gun. The other guys just got guns.
Yeah.
You could get a gun too.
Absolutely. There's so many guns.
Remember that time one of them walked into a gun shop and just said, I'm taking all of these guns.
And you can't stop me because I'm gunproof. And you're not. And the guy was like, fair enough. I saw it on a plane. Do you think it's any different?
No, I don't think
Goodbye,
so.
Goodbye, the Terminator. Thanks for taking my guns.
I mean, I guess...
I think they attempted to combine the best traits of the T-800 and the T-1000. And also, that this version has like 50 guns in it, but only ever uses two.
Yeah, flamethrower and...
Laser gun.
Guns. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also, it can connect to the internet via a dial-up modem.
Oh, yeah, pretty
it
good.
It can taste blood and go... This is yum, the blood yum, yum. Of somebody I know. How do they have John Connor's blood? It's not important. It's not important, is it? But I guess it makes more sense that with a skeleton, you're more durable, I guess, to a point until you break the skeleton. And then it's very much to the detriment of your character if you've got a broken skeleton inside you. At least with the new one. And
that,
we haven't seen it yet.
That works in real life as
well,
I think.
Yeah, exactly. But at least in the new one, they can operate independently, I guess. I can see how that would be an advantage because there's two of you, I guess. But in this one, it's like, what if the T-1000, but not as not as slick?
No, like golf club claw hammer things.
Yeah, that's right.
That they can hang
on
the back of a car with.
Also, and I hate this in movies with unstoppable killers where they just throw people they're trying to kill. Does a lot
right?
of that.
There's always, in these kind of movies, there's a lot of breaking of the necks or like putting a huge knife through somebody who's not a major character. But when it comes to the guy you're actually there to kill, John Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just throw him.
Just throw him. Mm. Or Catherine Brewster. Or whoever's.
Yeah.
The role of the TX, that's what the new Terminator
Kristana
is called.
Kristana Loken.
That's right. Here's some actors that they were thinking of taking on for the role.
Okay.
Vin Diesel.
Wouldn't look as good in that cat suit, I don't think.
That's probably true. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Probably wouldn't know she was in the movie 6 months after making it.
Or during.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shaq.
Oh, okay. Like physically similar to Arnold Schwarzenegger. In fact, in towering over Arnold
Schwarzenegger,
but I don't think
he's not a good actor, is he? I mean, you don't really have to be a great actor.
In fairness, we've only ever seen him in Steel.
That's true. Yeah. We've never seen Kazam
or
whatever that movie was. He was in, yeah.
I've also never seen any of his video clips.
Well, that's true also.
For his rapping career.
Famke Janssen.
Oh, from GoldenEye and the X-Men movies.
I don't mind that at all. Mm-hmm. And the last one is China, the WWF wrestler.
See.
Yeah, so look, I think it doesn't really matter who it is necessarily for this particular movie, for what they've done here.
Yes, for sure.
It doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know the bit where Arnold is on a crane and it smashes through a building?
Oh, are we up to our segment? You remember that bit?
That's right.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. I remember that bit. Yeah.
Well, they weren't going to do that originally for real, but Arnold put forth $1.4 million of his own money.
Oh, wow.
Which, to be fair, they did give to him in the first place.
For sure.
To do that for real, like smash a crane through a building.
Do you think they simply took it out of his paycheck electronically?
Yeah.
Or do you think he insisted they give him $29 million in, like, cash and briefcases and then he handed one back and then a handful of bills
on
top of that?
That's definitely what happened. Uh-huh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. But I think that scene is for the better for having that bit where it really goes through a building.
Yeah.
I mean, also, when you see, like, the shot where it's pulled back, it's clearly just, like, a concrete building and they've just built a shop at the front that they
can smash right
through.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool, like the bit where he kicks over the bloody... Remember this bit? Where he kicks over the ambulance?
Oh, yeah.
That's
pretty
not
good
bad.
Bit.
But
good
there
bit.
Is some CGI in this that I'm like, you've extended yourself here where you probably shouldn't have.
Give me an example.
The bit where the truck flip. I mean, it was 2003. You had to put
I
a truck
flip in
a movie.
Remember that bit where they flip the truck.
They flip the truck. I guess I've been spoiled for truck flips since they did it for real in The Dark Knight.
Mm,
I'm like, that's such a good truck flip and I will not accept any other versions of a truck flip.
You can just tell from the reflections
and
the flipping.
Yes, that's true.
Whether it's real or not.
The bit where the Terminator gets rocket launched through a gravestone. I don't know if you remember that
bit. I remember that bit, yeah.
A bit wonky. The bit where Arnold picks up the TX and like swings her around a toilet block and into a toilet.
Oh, yes.
Remember that bit?
I remember that bit.
Yeah. The bit where his head's dangling on cables. It's not bad, but it's like a CGI head.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not unbearable, but there's some shots in this where it's like, that you probably could have done that practically or not at all. Do something else.
Yeah,
yeah.
Make a different movie.
Give the money to Arnold. He'll make good use of it. He needs it.
He'll go to the gym so many times.
Well, he did though. Well, for this, they reckon that he got the same measurements back that he did for Terminator 2. They were like, can you do this again, Arnold? And he's like, you better believe I can.
Just let me get this bear trap off my face.
You know what? Leave it on. Mm, I like a challenge.
Yeah, I need the motivation. Here we go.
Yeah. So, you know, we're getting the return of Sarah Connor, obviously, Mason, in this new movie. They did ask Linda Hamilton to return for this, and she's like, I'd rather be dead. And they were like, well, we'll
is that a direct quote?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, right.
But she was like, this isn't good, and I won't do it.
Mm.
Which is, you know, not inaccurate.
And then they were like, well, it's sad that Sarah Connor can't be here. She died from farting too hard. And
everybody
laughed. And all the farts went into her mouth and she choked to death her own farts.
And everybody laughed.
They laughed so hard.
Apparently, though, she revealed in a 2009 interview with MTV that she found the part too insignificant. Also, her character dies halfway through the screenplay and there was no time to mourn her. So,
and everybody was like, P.U., but also, ha.
Yeah. I do kind of like the way they work her into this. Like, she survived till Judgment Day. She kind of battled cancer to that point.
Mm.
And even then she was like, just in case, coffin full of guns.
Yeah,
just
right.
Just in case, you
yeah,
know?
For sure.
And that imagery of the Terminator with a coffin on his shoulder with a minigun, that's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
And that psychologist is like, oh, I remember this guy. Oh, yeah. No.
Do you think we're going to get a return of him in Terminator 6, number 3, third version of 3?
If he's still alive, probably.
Yeah.
But is he?
And if not, CGI him on somebody else.
Yeah, that's fine. That's absolutely fine, yeah. But you mentioned the ending up top, and I think my favourite part of this movie is just at the end where they're just like, fuck it. It's a nuclear war. Yeah. So what do you think about
that? Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
You know how you thought there was no fate? Turns out there's so much fate, and it's all coming at once, and it's today, 2003.
Surprise,
yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah.
And so you like that? You like that twist?
Yeah. And I like that the Terminator's ultimate plan wasn't like, we got to shut down the main central Skynet processing unit, which may have been the next two sequels.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Mm.
But it was just like, I'll just get you to a bunker and then...
Surprise, idiots.
Surprise, nuclear war, everybody, yeah. You didn't care for that, or...?
Look.
I mean, I know it goes against Terminator 2, the whole point of it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the premise of this was that, you know, it's an ongoing time war and Skynet is going to keep attempting to bring, you know, the war and destroy humanity or whatever. I think a lot of people took it as like, nah, it's just inevitable. I don't think it is inevitable. I think it's just an ongoing
I think in
process.
This movie, the exact words are... It's probably inevitable.
Yeah,
or something like that. But yeah, I also like that idea of a never-ending kind of time loop, just people just ruining the timeline again and again.
Mm.
How far back can you go? How many Terminators you got and whatever.
Oh my God, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and a penny farthing. Look out.
People remember...
He's wielding two muskets. Look out, he's firing. He's firing again. Okay, we've got 10 minutes before he can reload.
There's a few things that this movie is known for. One is Arnold's hilarious commentary.
Oh, yeah, right.
On the video version
now,
of this.
Famously, the TX.
Yeah.
To lure a police officer, I think it is.
Yeah.
Inflatable
boobs.
She's got inflatable boobs. He's got some great commentary about that.
Boy, does he. A lot of him is just like pointing out things that are happening as they're happening. Mm. Like the moment where he's like, the reason I'm mad in this scene is not because I got hit by a car. It's because... my sunglasses were broken and the Terminator loves his sunglasses. It's like,
true.
It's good that you understand this character. Arnold, yeah. You got to the heart of it, haven't you?
The Terminator is definitely mad about something, that unfeeling, unthinking machine.
What's so weird about that sunglasses thing is, in the first movie, didn't he just put them on because he dug out one of his eyes?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this is a new model.
They programmed in finding keys under a sun visor and loving your sunnies.
That's true.
It's this. These are the fun in the sun models.
Oh, I love it. And of course, this is a deleted scene, but the Sergeant William Candy, who could forget? I like the idea of the template of the Terminator being this real guy that they kind of built it all off and whatever. I also understand why they didn't put it in the movie, because it's dumb. It's a dumb scene.
Well, then it mystifies me why they didn't put it in this movie, because a lot of this movie is dumb. Why take out some footage?
Yeah,
know?
Good point. But all in all, I don't think this is terrible. It's like a weird parody throwback.
It's
almost like Hot Shots to Top Gun
it
in a way.
Is,
yeah.
And I guess the idea was, you know,
who cares?
It's kind of who cares. It's kind of like, well, you know, we know and love the first two and we got to freshen this up. Why not? Well, let's do some self-referential kind of like nods and winks to the audience.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. It's brilliant.
But again, it is a movie about nuclear war.
Yeah.
So that's weird that would be like nuclear war, but tear away pants. Talk to the hand, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, talk to the hand. We didn't even talk about talk to the hand.
Well, now we have.
Now we have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, this isn't the only Terminator 3, including this and the new one. There were actually other Terminator 3s, which we'll be talking about in upcoming Caravan of Garbages.
Oh, no, yeah, you
right.
got
that's
me.
That's right.
You dog of a bloke.
So please subscribe to come back for that. And if you've got a suggestion for Caravan of Garbage, a movie, a comic book, a TV show, whatever you want, we'll look at it.
Is it don't talk about Terminator Salvation? Because we'll do it. Not talk about it.
I hate that movie. I hate it, Mason.
It's a bad one.
Anyways, we also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. We, of course, have an episode coming up on Terminator Dark Fate. Will it be good? I mean...
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. Terminator 2 is still good. I mean, if Dark Fate isn't good, we'll just watch Terminator 2 again.
That's right. So. You can pick any of the other several versions of Terminator 3 to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So many choices.
But anyways, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Take care of yourself. Get out there. What can you do? You can do it. That's what I think.
That's very nice. It's very inspiring.
Thank you.
Huh. You're going to leave an inspiring quote at the end of all your videos now?
Yeah, that's that. I'll just do that one again, can't I? I'll just edit that in every time.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But what if they've already gone out there and done it?
Mm. give up. Stop. You've done everything you need to do.
That's right.
Lie down.
Yeah. Just watch some more Mr. Sunday Movies videos.
Please do.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.